Blog Talk Radio.
But it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of mind of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m. in the Miamisburg, Ohio area, January 10th, 2019. Thursday, and it is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar. We all hope everyone is doing great this afternoon and blessed to be alive and recognizing the great benefit that the Lord has blessed us all with. We are so glad to bring you this program at this time. We hope that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We hear from Chatting from the Word hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that it is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here on Chatting from the Word are glad to chat with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. It is so great to be with you once again from Chatting from the Word. Brother Oscar, been having a great day today. What about you? We hope you all have had a great morning and filled up on a good breakfast and a lunch. And if you're at work, we hope that your boss let you listen to us here at Chatting from the Word, because I believe it's important to allow the Lord to be in your life and to hear his word. And we here at Chatting from the Word this afternoon, we want to fill your hearts today with the Word of God and with some music to put a snap in your Christian walk today. Is that all right with you today? Can Brother Oscar from Chatting from the Word put a snap in your Christian walk today? Well, with so much that's going on in the world today, with the closing of the government, with the Democrat and the Republican at odds with one another, sometimes we just need to hear a word from the Master. I don't know about you, but he is the one, if you really think about it, God is the one that created this whole vast universe in which we are living in. And he has everything in control. And we as Christians, and like I said, once you think about it, we as Christians are the one that make this nation great. It is through our prayers and our dedication to him do he hear us when we talk with him. So Christians, get a prayer cross. Get a prayer cross. Tell the president to open up the government again so that those who not at work can be back to work, and those who work it with no pay so that they can get paid so that they can pay their mortgages and their rent or whatever they have to pay. And you know that's not right, my friend. If you're a Republican, and I don't call myself anything, to be honest with you, politically, and I try not to talk about political stuff, but if you're a Republican, you know it's not right for a president to close the government down so that these people cannot make money to buy their food, to eat, and stuff like that. And they said if it stays closed any longer, it's going to affect those on food stamps and those that really need assistance to make it from day to day. So let's pray for our president. Let's pray for our political parties so that they may get it together and open back the part of the government that is closed. So, Christian, let's pray for that, please. Let's pray for that, all right? Well, like I said, it's so great being with you today, and we hope that we are coming in your time, coming in your, I won't use the word space, but come on a good time where you can really enjoy us and enjoy hearing a portion of God's word. And if it's cold where you are, and it's cool, it's cold here this morning. We woke up to some cold weather, it was snowing outside, but as long as you have the Son of God in your life, it is a sunny, sunny day. So you know, Brother Oscar, he woke up this morning, though with my aches and pains, I woke up this morning with a smile on my face, thanking the Father for another wonderful, wonderful day. And I'm thanking the Father for this time we have to spend together chatting from his word. And I hope you feel the same. So sit back, sit in your easy chair, go get your cup of coffee, cup of chocolate, or whatever warm you inside, and sit back and listen to Brother Oscar coming on chatting from the word. All right? We're going to play a song for you at this time, and we hope that you enjoy it. And
now for all of you that are listening,
I'm a witness of the news.
And that was the Committed a cappella chorus, song written by John Edmondson. I'm glad I know you. And the only way we can know Jesus Christ today and him to know us is through his word. We got to study his word. And this is the reason why Brother Oscar is so happy to bring this program on to you live Monday through Fridays. You're listening in, and if you want to listen in, the number is 657-383-0883. If you want to listen in, the number is 657-383-0883. All right, I hope you have caught our program on YouTube, chatting from the Word and learning the lessons that we are bringing on that program also. I believe those lessons are beneficial for your Christian growth. If you are interested in your Christian growth and growing in the admonition and nurturing of the Lord, I don't know anyone who wants to go to hell, do you? That's one of my favorite things to say nowadays, because the way the world is today is very confusing, and the world really does not really consider Jesus Christ as it should. Because Jesus Christ, along with the Lord, our Father, created all, with the Holy Ghost, created it all. If we things of God, we just want to put to the side and don't want to recognize that matters. But I'm here to tell you, my friend, God matters. He matters in my life, and we hope that he matters in your life. And if you don't have Jesus Christ in your life, my friend, it's time for you to recognize that you need to get the Lord in your life. And we hope and pray that bringing this program on the air will help you to be introduced to Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Because Jesus died on the cross so that you and I may have salvation. And I don't know no one who actually wants to live this life, die, and go to hell. Now the challenge is, not we say this, if you do know somebody, let me know. Let me know. No one wants to die and go to hell and spend all eternity in hell. So if you know somebody, let Brother Oscar know. And again, we on here on Blog Talk Radio, chatting from the Word, Monday through Friday at 2. We hope that you are catching the broadcast once we broadcast it to you. And we hope that you are enjoying the lessons here. And as always, with our show on YouTube, subscribe to our show on YouTube, Chatting from the Word, and give me a thumbs up or thumbs down. Let me know how I'm doing. And if you disagree with me, don't stop watching and don't stop listening. Just let me know what you disagree with. You can call me now. As we just said, the number is 657-383-0883. If you want to call Brother Oscar and talk with him about the things that he's been teaching, that is fine with me. But as I always says, if you want to challenge anything that I have said, have book, chapter, and verse to prove your point. Now, it's not too many I have talked with that have challenged me, only probably one, two persons, and that's fine. That's fine, because Brother Oscar feels this way. I would talk to anyone about God's word, because I truly believe salvation is too important to miss, and we hope that you, as a child of God, as a member of the body of Christ, that you feel the same also. All right, before we go to a time of prayer, we want to play another selection for you. All right? Just hold on and we'll get it for you. Before the hour of prayer, we want to play another selection for you. And here we go. Thank you. It is well with my soul. The acapella church. Is it well with your soul this morning, my friend? This afternoon? Is it truly well with your soul? Many of you probably would tell me, yes, Brother Oscar, it's fine with my soul. But the question is, if it's fine with your soul, are you in Jesus Christ? Are you doing the things that the Lord, that is pleasing to the Lord? And if you're not, it is not well with your soul. Many are living any kind of way. Many are talking and disrespecting God all over the place and want to really believe that it is well with their soul. When it's not well with their soul, when they are disrespecting, first of all, God, and secondly, each other. Isn't that what Jesus tells us? To love one another. First of all, love God with your whole heart, mind, and soul. The second, like it, love one another. We need to love one another, my friend. We need to support one another, especially in the body of Christ. You know, none of us need to not pull no one down. We supposed to be in the business of supporting one another and helping one another to reach the highest height they can for Jesus Christ. Okay, this is prayer time. If you have any prayer requests, we will take them. You can call them in. As I said, the number is 657-383-0883. If you have a prayer request, you're welcome to call them in now. The number is 657-383-0883. All right. It was the Apostle Paul who says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17-18, pray without ceasing in everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We hope and pray that all is well. We pray with me, please. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your wonderful, wonderful blessings. Father, we thank you for the benefit of this day. We praise you for it, Father. We praise and honor and glorify you for this day. Father, we thank you for your son Jesus who died on Calvary's mountain that we through his unselfish act could have salvation. Oh, Father, we come praying for this government that we live in. We pray for our leaders that they may reach a decision about the closing of this government so that others may be able to live. We hope that Mr. President will come to his senses and open up this government. Oh, Father, we pray that you be with this government. We pray that you help them to reach a decision and do what is right in your sight, Father. And, oh, Father, we come praying for each listener. We come praying for those who are sick this morning, this afternoon, with arthritis, with heart problems, with diabetes. With all sorts of diseases, with cancer, and all other diseases and mental problems, Father, that sometimes it can't be overlooked. Father, we pray that you be with them, Father. Heal their bodies, if it be your will, Father. Allow them to know that you are God, and besides you, there is no other. And Father, we come praying as always for our young people. Father, we pray that they will always, those that are in the body of Christ, will always be the light of the world so that they can show other young people how to live for Jesus Christ. Allow them to know it is very important to live for Jesus Christ and not the world. And Father, we come praying for our folks chatting from the word, Father. We pray that you help us to keep it on the air. Help us to keep it going. Help us, Father, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, help us to always chat about your word. And Father, we pray for the lesson that's on our hearts and minds, and pray that the audience be attentive to hear the gospel of the message today. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. Go on, thank you for praying with us and for us. And also, I pray for Brother Oscar, too. I believe I'm coming down with a bug. I hope not. But just pray for me, because sometimes, times like these, always at the beginning of a new year, people always go through those changes and thinking about loved ones and seeing people are dying. And sometimes it gets to all of us. None of us are exempt for having feelings for people and seeing what others are going through when they lose a loved one. So just keep us all in prayer. Keep us all in prayer. We all need prayer. We all need praying for. So remember this nation, first of all, in the prayers. And secondly, each other in the body of Christ. Let's pray for one another. And just like Paul said in Thessalonians, pray without ceasing. You know, when you think about it, my friend, we can't afford not to pray. We got to pray. And I'm talking to those who can get a prayer up to the Father. Pray. Because this nation, the church, and we as individuals need the prayer of the righteous. Isn't that what James says in James 5? The prayer of the righteous availeth much. So, my friend, don't stop praying for those who need your prayers. All right. If you've been listening to me for quite some time, you know Brother Oscar, he been asking for donations. We recognize here at Chatting from the Word, it's not easy to bring a program like this on. It's not easy to reach out to the lost. And I hope and pray that you recognize that too. And we're asking for sponsors. We're asking for donations. We don't ask for much. And we need a sponsor. And we don't ask that much. $10, $15 a month will suffice. Although Brother Oscar say he's poor, but you know what? I might be a poor man, but I'm not greedy. Whatever you can afford, whatever your finances can afford to help us here at Chatting from the Word, to spread the gospel, to bring Chatting from the Word to the forefront so others may be able to listen to it and learn the Word of God. You know, when you think about it, you have to learn the Word of God from somewhere. So give everybody, anybody else, that opportunity to learn the word of God. Donate, make a donation. And as I said, I'm on PayPal. Just pull up my name on PayPal and put your donation there. And for churches, if you want to put us in your budget for 2019, we hope that you do that. We hope that you put us in your budget for 2019. If we have been some inspiration to the people at your body of Christ, if we have geared others to come and to visit your church and have able them to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, be a sponsor. Donate to Chatting from the Word. And also, if you want to contact Brother Oscar, I'm always on Facebook. You can always inbox me. And then if you want to send an email, you can do that, oscaryork3443@gmail.com. Or if you want to visit my webpage, oscaryorkpublishing.com. And on the webpage, we do have a bookstore. I have authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storm, God is in Control, which sell for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendship, that also sell for $21.50. And if you want to buy both books cost $43. And the proceeds will also go into assisting us here on Chatting from the Word. And you know my motto, when you read to get power, and with power comes knowledge. And yes, before I forget, you can give also a one-time donation. That would be appreciated too. But while I'm on, do not forget to tell a friend about Chatting from the Word YouTube, about Chatting from the Word through Blog Talk Radio. If you need to tell others in your family about Jesus Christ and you're wondering how to tell them, just pull us up on YouTube. You can see YouTube on TV. You can see YouTube on your iPhone. You can see YouTube on your desktop. You can see YouTube on your tablets. You can see YouTube on... I can go on and on how you can see me on YouTube. So you know what? You have no excuse to introducing your family to Jesus Christ. At one time, you used to have to go and say, send for your minister and call Brother So-So. Brother So-So, I got a friend who wants to know about Jesus Christ. Can you come over and tell him about or her about Jesus Christ? But not all you need to do now is pull us up on YouTube, Chatting from the Word, or you or any other brother that's on YouTube or on Blog Talk Radio that's talking about Jesus Christ and the gospel of Christ and the body of Christ. It is just that simple today. Don't you see why it's so important for us to support these ministries so the truth of Jesus Christ can get out there and can be accessible to reach and can be used by the simplest of persons who don't know how to tell others about Christ. But that's one of the tools that we can use in telling others about Jesus Christ. So we hope that you do that. We hope that you use this, a ministry, to tell others about Christ as your tool of doing a personal work. That's what we used to call it. I don't know what we call it now. And I still call it personal work class. And you can use this in your personal work class in telling others about Jesus Christ and helping others to see Christ in you and to introduce them to the body of Christ. Okay, so I just want to put that pitch out there this afternoon, and I'm glad I didn't forget it. I normally forget, and I normally doesn't say anything about it. And as I said, if you can use YouTube, Chatting from the Word, and Chatting from the Word Blog Talk Radio, if you want to win souls to Christ. So I just thought that I'd put that out there, okay? If you want to call me while we're on the show, the number is 657-383-0883. Now, you can't call me once I broadcast the show. It's out there because I'll be gone. I'll be broadcasting to you again. So once we're off the air, you can't call me. But you can always reach me on Facebook or either send me an email, if that would be your desire. We want to play another selection for you before we go to the lesson, okay? Let me see here. We hope you enjoy it.
Sure.
We hope that you enjoyed that. Redeemed. My soul is anchored in the Lord. It is great to have your soul anchored in the Lord because He is the sure foundation. Christ is the sure foundation. Whatever foundation is seeking sand, Christ is the sure foundation that we can anchor our life to and keep on going. Isn't that good to know? Isn't it good to know that Christ can be, our soul can be anchored in the Lord? I love that song. We finally allowed it to play, but we're going to finish this lesson on tomorrow because we ain't going to get enough time to really go into it. But the lesson is going to be on the excellency of the power. And I just want to read a couple of verses of it, okay, before we close off this today. Here Paul said, therefore, in 2 Corinthians 4, and we'll read from 1 through 7. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God, the small g, of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. We're going to end it there. We're going to go into the lesson part of this tomorrow. So join us tomorrow. That's all Brother Oscar can say. Join us tomorrow, and we will go into the lesson part of this tomorrow. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your blessings that you brought our way. We come praying for each listener, Father. We pray that to be with them, guide them, help them have a wonderful, wonderful day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And as always, it was nice chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. Goodbye.